12:15 News, brought to you by Joy's Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 91. Tonight, clear with a low of 71. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Wayne County mobile home tax bills are due tomorrow. Anyone paying after tomorrow will be subject to a $25 per month penalty. The total amount extended this year is $91,605.77 for 965 mobile homes. Last year, the extension was $98,248.35 for 1,040 mobile homes. Anyone over 65 should check to ensure they're getting the senior citizens exemption. Payment may be made in person at the Wayne County Courthouse, in the drop box on the courthouse's west side, or by mail. Anyone with questions can call the office of Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson at 842-5087. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays. More news next.
Since 1951, you counted on Gill Sales and Service for home appliances, parts, service, and more. Speaking top load washers, designed, tested, and built to give you 25 years of commercial-grade performance. Durable and built on the same principles that built our country. Call 618-847-7066 today or visit GillSales.com to learn more. New and used appliances and repairs. Get free local delivery and installation at Gill Sales and Service in Fairfield.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In other news, 21-year-old Mills Hills resident Trevor J. Edwards was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court Tuesday. He admitted to violating his probation in March on an original offense of possession of between 30 and 500 grams of cannabis. His probation was terminated unsuccessfully, several cases were dismissed, and bond funds were forfeited. $13,807 in seized funds was also forfeited to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. The Fairfield City Band will hold its final concert of the year tonight at 7 at the Wayne County Courthouse. In honor of the upcoming Independence Day holiday, tonight's performance will feature patriotic music. Edwards County Commissioners will meet tomorrow at 9 at the County Courthouse. They will discuss a building for the County Highway Department, with a decision likely, and they're also set to discuss proposed setback revisions for solar projects. At their previous meeting, commissioners were told the state's attorney would draft a revision changing setbacks from 500 feet to 200 feet from a property line containing a residence, and action on that change is possible. Other items on the agenda include reports from Sheriff Darby Bawee, the county EMS and health office, and the supervisor of assessments. Fry Farms will offer its products to Wayne County residents at two markets in the coming days. It will be at the Wayne City Market in the Park Friday at 6, as well as a Saturday market drive-through at 11 County Highway 15 in Keynes from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Watermelons will cost $5. Fresh sweet corn by the crate, approximately 45 ears, will cost $30. And 6 packs of Sama and Sarah's homegrown flavors will cost $10. Only cash will be accepted, and people are asked to plan ahead and bring exact change. For the drive-through, people should stay in their vehicles, and safety precautions will be in place to maintain social distancing. The Wayne City Market in the Park will also feature musical guest Shannon Argue, and the Green Pig and JT's Restaurant will sell food. Extreme heat is anticipated throughout the summer months and could cause some water usage issues in parts of the state, according to Ed Scheinman with the National Weather Service in Lincoln.
You know, and then as we glance out even further into the next month of June, July, and August, we're seeing above normal temperatures coast to coast, more than the 40th to 50th percentile of above normal. So a strong signal that we're going to probably have that heat once it's built up already this early in the summer, just going to be oscillating around the plains, in the you know, mid-Mississippi valleys. The precipitation for that 3 months, July, August, September, below normal. Not a significantly below normal. There were only in the 33 to 40th percentile, tipping the balance just a little bit towards drier than normal. So maybe that's a good sign that it isn't going to be, you know, a major drought that's setting up. But, boy, we really got to be careful now with water, not only usage, like in the west, there's going to be a water shortage out there, more than likely, based on how much precipitation shortage they're already in. So the local area, water usage is going to be a little bit of a concern as we head to late summer if we are below normal for a long time here.
He says for now, the state is doing fine for soil moisture, but the drought monitor could be triggered if things continue to stay dry. In June, rain has been hit and miss for most of Illinois, but there are several chances in the coming days. A structure and farm equipment were lost in a fire yesterday afternoon in Edwards County. Officials say a large barn at the Rotramel Farm southeast of Browns caught fire, and the Browns, Albion, Little Wabash, and Belmont Fire Departments were called to battle the blaze. A combine inside the barn was destroyed, as well as other equipment, but no injuries were reported. 41-year-old Ray E. Tate appeared by Zoom in Wayne County Circuit Court Tuesday for a status hearing. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole in April after pleading guilty to the murder of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley, and he filed a motion to withdraw that plea and vacate the sentence in May. No action was taken at the status hearing this week, as the court reporter asked for 30 days to prepare transcripts from previous court appearances, as required by law, for the state and defense to review. Judge Michael Molt noted the request was reasonable, given the length of the sentencing hearing, and another hearing was set for August 9th at 9 a.m. Tate will again be able to appear by Zoom at that hearing. Assistant Attorney General Michael Falagherio requested the defense file a certificate stating the defense and defendant had consulted regarding the motion, but that cannot be completed until the transcripts are completed. Judge Molt said it appears Tate is not alleging ineffective assistance of counsel in his motion, but that he didn't have enough time to confer with his counsel. Tate is being held in the Menard Correctional Center, and should he ever be released, he faces a host of charges in other courts in Illinois and Missouri. 4th District Court Judge Michael McCaney has won the Republican primary to become a justice on the 5th District Appellate Court at Mount Vernon, defeating incumbent Justice Barry Vaughn. Final voting tallies have not yet been made available for the district, but reports indicate Justice Vaughn has conceded the race. With incomplete votes from 5 counties, McCaney was up 20,000 votes. McCaney said he has never been more humble than he is right now, and he thanked Justice Vaughn for the campaign he ran. He also said he looks forward to learning from him, and he thanked the voters and supporters who gave their time and money, calling the win a great victory for the people. 48 counties make up the 5th District, and he says the election is a message to the establishment that people are fed up. McCaney gained notoriety statewide for ruling in favor of state senator and gubernatorial nominee Darren Bailey and attorney general nominee Tom DeVore in a lawsuit against the governor and his use of executive authority in the midst of the pandemic. McCaney will now face Democrat Brian Roberts in the November general election. Locally, Vaughn won the Wayne County primary 2,670 to 835 votes, and he won Edwards County 970 to 352. McCaney won in Clay County, the court in which he ruled in favor of Bailey, 2,194 to 804 votes. The City of Fairfield Board of Fire and Police Commission will test to establish eligibility rosters for the police department in the coming days. A mandatory orientation is scheduled for July 8th at City Hall, and written testing will immediately follow. Physical testing will take place at Fairfield Community High School July 9th. Applications may be picked up at City Hall between 7 and 4 o'clock on weekdays, and additional information can be found there. Applications will not be mailed, but they can be sent electronically upon request. Completed applications must be returned to City Hall with all required documents by 4 p.m. tomorrow. The estimated starting wage will top $52,000 and will include medical, dental, and life insurance, paid vacation, holiday and sick leave, and pension. Lateral transfers will be offered a $2,500 signing bonus. Applicants must be a U.S. citizen at least 21 years old, have a GED or high school diploma, and be free of convictions of any felony or certain misdemeanors, among other qualifications. Police are now able to live anywhere within a 45-minute radius of the police department. The IDPH reported 13 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County yesterday. Jefferson County added 12 cases on the state website. Marion County added 11, Lawrence County added 10, White County added 9, Edwards, Wabash, and Clay Counties added 7, and Richland and Hamilton Counties added 6. As a state, Illinois announced 4,645 new cases and 10 additional deaths. The Grayville City Council met Monday night. It approved $75,000 in TIF funds for the buyers of the vacant IGA building in the city, contingent upon the purchase of said property. 309 Homes LLC is the interested party for the building, and members are their property management firm out of Peoria. Other TIF agreements were granted to Travis Roosevelt and Krankos, and a revolving loan agreement for Krankos was also granted. The council also approved a special event liquor license for the Moose Lodge Hog Roast on July 23rd, and it gave the Grayville American Legion and VFW approval to solicit donations at the four-way. Full council meetings are available to view live and on demand on the City of Grayville Facebook page. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has announced a new tool to help police investigate gun crimes in the state. Crime Gun Connect is an online database of gun tracing records dating back more than a decade, per Raoul.
In short, Crime Gun Connect will take trace records that have always been paper-based and make them available in a format that allows searching, sorting, and filtering in a quick manner. The platform also incorporates sophisticated mapping technology as well as an algorithm that helps identify the individuals most likely involved in trafficking.
Law enforcement agencies will have access to Crime Gun Connect as part of a larger online portal maintained by the Illinois State Police. The Illinois Fire Marshal's Office is urging the public to leave fireworks to the professionals. Kim Howard has the story.
Most fireworks are illegal for backyard use in Illinois, and some communities ban novelty items like snappers and poppers as well. More importantly, fireworks can cause fires and injuries, says Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Folks. That holds true for one childhood favorite, sparklers.
Sparklers burn in excess of 1,200 degrees. That's hot enough to melt many metals and turn steel glowing red, so an instantaneous touch can cause burn that may result in permanent damage or scarring. So please, maybe think of something different to use. Glow sticks are great. We've got silly string, other things that you can use to celebrate the 4th of July.
Last summer in Illinois, 202 people were injured by fireworks, and one person died.
That's just what was reported. We're aware of more injuries that occurred throughout the June and July period because of the use of fireworks, and over half of those injuries occurred to persons over the age of 22, with 50% of all injuries affecting hands.
At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
June is Men's Health Month, and Dr. Andrew Peterson from OSF Healthcare has some statistics on men's health in Illinois.
I've got some Illinois-specific statistics here to kind of go through. In Illinois specifically, one out of five men above the age of 18 smoke. There are three times more men than women in the state of Illinois that are considered chronic drinkers. Only 50% of men in the state of Illinois ranked their own health as, quote, good. And four out of 10 men would be considered obese or at an unhealthy weight. So, you know, the whole purpose of Men's Health Month is just to bring it to everyone's attention, to be thinking about those numbers, think about your own health, think about preventable health diseases that we can work on to keep you as happy and healthy for as long as you can.
One important element emphasized this month is quitting smoking. Men tend to smoke more and die from smoking-related illnesses in greater numbers than women. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole seedless watermelons for $3.99. Fresh strawberries, $2.79 for a one-pound package. Fresh bicolored sweet corn, two for a dollar. And peaches, plums, or nectarines, $1.29 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices. At your Save-A-Lot store, located on West Main.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 84 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 30,759, down 253 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,070, down 107 points. The current price of crude oil is $102.78 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old Rebecca M. Lear died on Wednesday. Rebecca Lear is survived by children Todd Lear and Nola Lazzari, five grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, and one sister. Services will be Friday at 11 at Nail's Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. 73-year-old Muncie, Indiana resident Sandra Lee Miller died on Monday. Sandra Miller is survived by one son, two grandsons, three great-grandchildren, siblings Brad Mugridge, Scott Mugridge, and Janet Hamilton, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at 1 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time, and interment will be in Bunkers Cemetery. 50-year-old Albion resident Maury Goble died on Friday. Services will be Friday at noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and interment will be in Graceland Cemetery. 96-year-old Sebring, Florida resident Doris L. Trotter Collins died on Sunday. Services will be Saturday at 11 at White County Memorial Garden. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Emma resident Carolyn Sue Patillo died on Sunday. Services will be Friday at noon at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Concord Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield. To remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy-efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you're a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchased a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at WayneWhiteCoop.com. Here's what's going on. Merriam Community Church will be holding Vacation Bible School nightly from June 26th through June 30th. From 6 until 8 p.m. for ages 3 years to 5th grade. Pre-registration runs until June 19th and is highly encouraged. Pre-registration forms can be picked up at the church or by calling 842-9870. Children can also register at the door any night of VBS.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us, no matter how big or small your business is. Earn back when you spend with exclusive offers and paint rewards. It all adds up to help level up your business. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards and Partnership Program today. Minimum purchase required. Earnings and paint rewards award at Lowe's e-gift card. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Valid through 12/31/22. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. U.S. only.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. In MLB action last night, it was the Marlins over the Cardinals 4-3, Yankees 5, Athletics 3, Royals 2, Rangers 1, Mariners 9, Orioles 3, Red Sox 6, Blue Jays 5, Guardians 7, Twins 6, Angels 4, White Sox 1, Pirates 8, Nationals 7, Padres 4, Diamondbacks 0, Braves 4, Phillies 1, Cubs 8, Reds 3, Dodgers 8, Rockies 4, Brewers 5, Rays 3, Astros 2, Mets 0, and the Tigers over the Giants 3-2. NBA free agency starts tonight at 6 p.m. with some of the game's biggest names searching for new deals. Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, and James Harden are amongst the biggest stars hitting the open market tonight. The Atlanta Hawks and San Antonio Spurs are agreeing to a trade. ESPN reports Atlanta is sending forward Danilo Gallinari and 3 first-round picks to San Antonio for all-star guard DeJounte Murray. The Hawks are sending a 2023 first-round pick via the Hornets and their own first-rounders in 2025 and 2027. Murray averaged over 21 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds for the Spurs last season. The Cardinals are off today as they travel to Philly for the start of their 7-game road trip. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Twins at the Guardians, Yankees at the Astros, Rays at the Blue Jays, Athletics at the Mariners, Braves at the Phillies, Brewers at the Pirates, Reds at the Cubs, and the Padres are at the Dodgers. In PGA action, it'll be the start of the John Deere Classic at Silvis, Illinois. That is a Thursday check of sports. I'm Drew Pounton, and here's your classic hit, WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 91. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 71. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Friday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low of 71. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 87. And Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70.